The cuts would disproportionately affect low-income residents. One example is the LIHEAP program, which provides $650 in supplemental heating and cooling benefits to low-income seniors, those with disabilities, and others.
We just can't imagine how they would go without such necessary needs during the summer and the winter.
That's Renee Beeman, director of the Division of State Service Centers. She says 13,000 First State families would miss out on this benefit if the program loses its $12.5 million in annual federal funding. $3.7 million in community service block grant funding is also on the chopping block. That money goes to the First State Community Action Agency, which provides over 20 programs to help raise residents out of poverty.
And we've seen people who have moved up, but it's always new people coming in.
That's Executive Director Bernice Edwards. 10,000 individuals and 2,500 families statewide currently take advantage of her agency's services, ranging from emergency eviction and mortgage foreclosure prevention to case management and prison reentry services. Edwards says without federal funding, only very limited services would remain. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.